Jamie Framke and her son Max walk through the front doors of Saik Gastineau Community School. They pose for a photo in front of a banner of a formline drawing of an eagle, the school's mascot. It's Max's first day of kindergarten. Framke and Max walked into the cafeteria where school staff and kids were gathering to eat and being serenaded by a guitar player. Framke says she understands the risks of sending Max to school.
As his mom, it's my choice if he can be exposed or not to anything. We're really big on hand washing and sanitizer, and I've taught them about all of that.
Framke works in healthcare. She says it's a relief to return to something that resembles normal life. Saik principal Stacy Juve says this week is the beginning of the end of a challenging time for students and their families.
We are looking forward to being able to connect with students who are back in person, to assess them, to sort of see what skills they've gained during their time away from us or time via distance, and what gaps we can begin to fill academically.
Devon Francis is another parent who chose to have his son Gregory start school in person. He says face-to-face time is important for his child's learning development.
Sometimes, even with the distance learning, they don't understand clearly what sometimes the teachers are trying to say to them. And then participation then in class, they can participate more. You know, teachers can see them, how they operate, and all of that sort of stuff. And their weaknesses can be easily realized, you know, and build upon.
Some parents aren't ready to send their kids back to school yet. Sanjay Piare has a fifth grader and a third grader who would normally be attending classes at Saik.
They gave us the option. We said, why are we going to roll the dice when, you know, there's some upsides to, as arduous as it is for everybody, like hanging out with our kids and keeping them home and everything.
Piare says he understands the reasons the other families chose to go with face-to-face classes, especially for kids' emotional health. But his kids seem to be doing okay so far.
They're resilient. Like, they're just brought up. maybe it's the technology. Maybe it's, this is what they have, and they're rolling with it.
The Juneau School District reports about 1,200, or one-third, of students have returned to face-to-face classes this week. The other two-thirds are still doing distance learning. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.